the Newbie Brothers podcast. Apologize for the delay on the episode drops. I promise we're going to get more consistent with them. I'm here with Tank. Tank actually has the topic to start us off today. What's up?
You know, when I started watching Ted Lasso, I fell in love with relegation. I love this concept.
Okay.
You familiar?
No.
Okay, so soccer in Europe. And maybe in the countries, the relegation is where there's several different levels of leagues, and you can lose your spot in a league.
So golf is kind of like that.
So, like, imagine the NFL. Let's say there's four different leagues of the NFL. NFL is the top pyramid. XFL would be second. Then you got Canadian. Then you got USFL. I mean, the idea of teams going in and out of major leagues is like so appealing. Now, it wouldn't work here because we've already established a different level and a different working method, but God, that's so fascinating.
I think there's a way though that you could it would be kind of hard because the G League affiliates of NBA teams are in smaller cities, and maybe their stadiums can't handle it if stuff were to go on. But like, you already have a bunch of G League teams. So if you can make it where those players, you know, the best G League team replaces the worst NBA team at the end of every season, you know, oh, sorry. And no shade to the Orlando Magic. They just had the number one pick this year. No, they just had the number one pick. So it's like, oh, sorry, Orlando, you weren't the best. You get the number one pick. You're delegated down to the
relegated
down to the G League. Right. But next year, if you're the best one in the G League, then you'll pop right back up. I guess it makes it kind of weirder or harder to do trades.
Yeah, I don't even think that, because it works so well in Europe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. I don't think the disparity in the leagues is as big in Europe as it is here.
Okay. You know what I
mean? Like the G League and the NBA. There's
significantly different.
Yeah, same thing with NFL, XFL.
But now, like, the G League's allowing players to go straight from high school into the G League. So, like, if you're trying to get paid a little bit, you don't have to go to college. You can go right into the G League. I think you have to do a year of G League play before you're eligible for the draft.
Well, yeah, you have to be out of the you got to be out of college for a year.
Yes, and so, but it's kind of weird. Like, to me, that's an odd. Like, I love it, but it's an odd situation. Like, you could go out of high school and say you play for the 76ers G League affiliate, but the Sixers obviously can't call you up, and then you would go into the draft and not be on the Sixers. So that part's the like, because they're all tied to each other, you know what I mean? It's like all about hockey and all that.
It's all about like power, right? So the NBA kind of they wouldn't care, but the NCAA, they can't stand to lose that talent. You know what I'm saying? So same thing with football. You know, you have to be out of high school for 3 years before you can enter the draft. It doesn't matter your age, just as long. So it's the same thing. It's interesting because there's so many different, dude, there's so many soccer teams in England, so many freaking soccer teams in England.
Yeah.
In some cities, smaller than Jacksonville, have two teams. You know what I mean? And they fill up the state. It's so crazy. And it's one of those things that wouldn't work for us, because you're not gonna fill up the Orlando Magic or even be able to charge the same amount of money or get them TV time if they're in G League.
Sure. And they're using a huge arena. Like, it's a massive arena.
You'd need to be more competitive with the NBA.
Oh, and I bet at that point you wouldn't take. Like, so there was a situation in hockey, right? They didn't run into it, but the Rangers, they were playing the Hurricanes, and if it had gone to get, no, it was against the Lightning. But if it had gone to a game seven, it would have been in New York at Madison Square Garden, if I have that correctly. But Justin Bieber was also scheduled to perform that night. It didn't go game seven, so there wasn't a problem, but I had looked it up, and what would have ended up happening is Justin Bieber would have had to cancel because the Rangers take priority. That's their home. That's where. So, like, I bet in that situation, like you're saying, like, if Orlando got knocked down to a G League, that arena is going to be like, bro, we're not making you the priority here. We're going to pick Justin Bieber over you every single time.
And, you know, because they're going to make a lot more money off that, especially because, you know, a lot of the money, a lot of the reason you go to a game is to see the top level competition. You know what I mean? Yeah. Michael Jordan, when he came to a town, that game sold out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. You know, people, even if they weren't big fans of their hometown team, they were there to see Michael Jordan.
Yes. So,
you know, if you're playing the guys that didn't get drafted, you know, you're not going to fill up an arena. And, you know, then you run into the problem that a lot of these minor leagues run into. And that's just, you know, so that's why that wouldn't work. But it would just, it's such an awesome concept, and I'd love to see it enacted. And one of the cool things I heard somebody say was, you know, make the bottom two teams play in NFL, make them play for the first round draft, for the number one draft pick. Like, that would be fun to watch. You know?
But it would create a weird concept too, where the Manning's kid that just Arch. Yeah. So like, say he's like consensus gonna go number one. And now you got, say, I'm just picking two teams. I don't want any hate. Say it's the Raiders going against the Bills, the bottom two. And you've got Derek Carr like, yo, why the hell do I want to win this game? They're going to pick a quarterback over me.
Good point. That's a good point.
It would be an interesting situation. Like, do you throw the game then?
No.
Something else that's kind of like, you talked about Michael Jordan, and it got me thinking about it because there's so many celebrity like collaborations that are coming out with like food. Does that do anything for you? Because I look at those and I go, why do I like... I don't care about Jack Harlow's KFC meal. I don't care about Marshmallow's Coca-Cola can that looks like a White Claw. Like, I don't care, but it's obviously working. So is it a younger kid thing, or?
I think so. I mean, I think that these kids that are a fan of something, when you know what it was like when you were younger and you were a fan, like when you were really a fan of something, you know, I was a fan of wrestling. So when I was a little kid, everything I could get my hands on that involved wrestling, I got, you know,
I was more of a Pokemon guy.
Well, right. But like, if so, you know, you found out that you could go to McDonald's and get a Pikachu meal, you go get the Pikachu meal, probably
more of a Bulbasaur meal, but it'd be vegan, wouldn't it? Because Bulbasaur is a
black. I don't know. I don't even know what you're fucking saying right now. So no, I'm not sure, but you get the point I'm making. Like, you know, I remember, but like the thing that's weird about it is like, there's no reason for it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's what I mean.
When I was a kid, you went to Pizza Hut and you got the Pizza Hut turtle meal, right?
It came with a toy.
$4.99 and you got the Ninja Turtle cassette tape.
And see, like, McDonald's used to do that kind of stuff. Like, they'd have the toys and the Happy Meal. And I think they still do with some of that stuff. But like, I don't know, like a Jack Harlow meal, other than like, if it just has the ingredients that I like, I'm not going to go get it. But what I was wondering is there an artist out there, a celebrity, an artist, that if they had a meal, you would go and support them by getting it?
No, I don't care.
Right. And that's what I'm getting at. Is like, I don't, other than it being marketed like directly to kids, I don't get what the point is.
Exactly. Here's my thing. Like, if you could buy like a meal with Gal Gadot's sweat socks in it or something like that, I would buy it.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
I know, that's one of the grossest things about me. Other than that, like, why would you care? Like, if there's nothing of the artist, if there's not any kind of exclusivity.
Like, see, what I think they should do, here's my idea with it, right?
Okay.
Instead of it being like a Jack Harlow meal, just because that's the one I remember recently, or the marshmallow one that just happened.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, the marshmallow one that just happened. Like,
you had a meal.
But like, okay, so like tonight, right? It's Friday, and I promise there won't be any spoilers anyway. But the last two parts of season 4 of Stranger Things just came out, right?
Yeah, buddy.
I'm so excited. They're like, but they're like full on movies. Like, they're 2 hours. Yeah. But like, my wife and I have decided, like, we are going to have a like Chinese food watch Stranger Things night. Like, that's what we're going to do tonight. Like, so when I go home, I'm going to stop by the Chinese food place on the way home. I'm going to get us some food and we're going to go. Like, what if instead of a celebrity meal, now that we're having these crazy, I should get paid for this, by the way, this is genius. Now that we're having these big binge watching days, like every time a Stranger Things is coming out for like the next 4 days, why not, if you're McDonald's, if you're Domino's, if you're any kind of food place to go, make a Stranger Things binge watching meal. Like, here is a meal to get to take home to eat while you are binge watching this show. Like,
first of all, you're not a genius for that.
That's fucking genius.
It's not genius because you have to go get it. Here's where it's genius. When you click on it, you're going to watch Stranger Things. It's
yeah.
onto your phone with a link to 35% off of your DoorDash order for a Stranger Things.
And it's like 11 up there, like, hey, look what I got for you. Like it spawns a thing on your phone, dude. Or like The Boys, you had, you could have any of those actors pop up on your phone and be like, hey, we got you the superhero. Or just like straight up vaunt it out. Do you watch The Boys?
I do watch The Boys. I'm only 2 or 3 episodes into this season. But it's so
can you imagine being in the writing room for that? You're just coming up with the craziest way that superheroes kill people.
I mean, like, it's amazing. Like, the way they write people, it's like their skin is just water balloons holding their guts in. It's amazing. And like, it's unbelievable how liquidy they think people are inside.
There is a lot. Yeah. You know, surprisingly, I recommended that to my parents and they love it. And I was like a little worried, especially after watching the first episode of season 3. I was like, oh, my God, my mom is going to watch this.
No, that was something. Let me tell you, I love that show. Your idea is not bad. It definitely needed some tweaks, but that's the move right there. Because everything's connected to your phone. Everything's, you know, all of your accounts, all of you. So you send a direct, you know, you're watching this show, you'll have your food delivered in that amount of time before the end of the episode.
A-Train's going to bring your food so fast.
Right.
You know, like.
And you get a discount. You get a discount. You get a link. Because, like, you know, it's not cheap.
There's an episode, by the way, in The Boys. I won't give anything away, but the episode is called Herogasm. And my, oh, my. That's all I'll say.
There's some really, really messed up stuff in that show. I mean, there's like,
oh, yeah, dude.
Really messed up.
They seriously push the limits. It's so funny. Like, because I was telling you, I think I said this in the last podcast. I know it was like probably like 7.5 months ago. But Jensen Ackles, who I is like one of my favorite actors because I watched Supernatural so much. Seeing him as Soldier Boy and the things he's doing, I'm like, oh my God, Dean. Like, yeah, chill out. Dude, he's
watch him blow.
Yeah, dude. And you know what else I've been so like, that's the other problem, is we need to stagger these shows coming out. Like, it was a wave. All of a sudden everything was out at the same time.
That's right, because there was like a long time when we were like couldn't think of anything to watch.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's not true. We're really far behind. It's hard with the kid because
the kid's gonna slow you. Yeah.
Because we gotta get her down and then
watch Coco Melon and all that.
Well, she likes Blippi. Which is
might be worse. Might be worse.
Honest to God, I don't understand Blippi.
You know what?
It's a guy in a blue shirt and orange suspenders giving you a tour of the food bank. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing. Like, it's not a cartoon.
Yeah,
it's not. There's not really a lot of music. It's just
kind of creepy if you think about it.
The guy is actually super creepy. There's two different ones.
Oh, there's two Blippies.
Yeah, the original guy was, I think, like a YouTube guy, but now he's on Netflix. And this guy, he's younger, but he's still creepy.
Is there like a Blippy verse? Like a multiverse for Blippy?
Maybe. I still haven't seen the new Spider-Man movie. See, this is how far.
But what you were saying, right? For a while, we had nothing. And then out of nowhere, it was like, oh, we added Doctor Strange into the multiverse onto Disney+. Mm-hmm. Oh, we put out Miss Marvel onto Disney+. Oh, we put out Obi-Wan, which phenomenal, by the way, if you haven't had a chance to watch it. Flea, the basis for the Red Hot Chili Peppers is in it.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to say this.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm done with Marvel.
Multiverse was really good. Multiverse of Madness was really good.
I'll watch that, and I'll watch the Spider-Man No Way Home. I thought
Spider-Man No Way Home was really good. Well, you kind of need to watch Spider-Man before you watch Multiverse. Yeah, yeah. Right.
But I had less than zero interest in Eternals.
Eternals was fine. It was like a one-off. There wasn't really much of a connection to anything.
I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to bother.
It was all right.
I have zero interest in the shows coming up on Marvel.
The Miss Marvel. I tried to watch the first episode. But the problem is I played
iCarly.
Well, the problem is I played the video game and Miss Marvel's in that, and it's one of the main scenes. Mm-hmm. And the first episode so far, again, I just started today because I just finished Doctor Strange last night. The first episode is a lot like the storyline that is the video game. And if that's the case, I already kind of know what's going to happen the whole first season. So I'm kind of like, uh-oh, I hope this is something different. I get it. If that's Miss Marvel's origin story, then you got to do it. But I might already know it, and that's making me not want to watch it.
See, I also – so I watched Hawkeye. I was really excited for Hawkeye.
Yeah,
you said it would be a fun, like a Green Arrow type – until Green Arrow turned to dog shit also. But like – I thought, wow, this is going to be good. You know, Green Arrow is awesome, or Hawkeye is awesome. Hawkeye was in maybe 35% of the show. They used the Hawkeye to trick you into learning all about Kate Bishop and the quirky relationship between her and the new Black Widow. And I was not there for it. I didn't.
Because I think what they're, and I don't know, this would be like a perfect thing for Steven to tell us about, but like, there's a situation in Multiverse of Madness that I'm trying to walk around without telling you what happens, but they're setting up for something with all of those characters. And so, but Multiverse of Madness is very different than other superhero movies. Like, it's kind of terrifying.
Well, that's what they said. It was more of a horror movie.
It is.
And I like that. Same thing with Stranger Things, by the way. Stranger Things has gotten progressively more horror movie over, like, it was kind of sci-fi, but now it's kind of gotten more adult as they've aged
almost.
And I think this season is maybe the best season, honestly.
Do you want to, you haven't seen the new ones obviously because we've been working. Do you want to make a prediction on who we think does not make it?
Is somebody not going to make it?
Or do you think, or that's kind of the vibe everybody has been saying in the interviews with Jimmy Kimmel and all them, is they said there's a body count at the end of this.
I feel like Steve's out.
I know. People are going to be pissed about that.
I mean,
and then the other guy, the new guy, they always kill off the new people.
Argyle?
Is that his name? No. Long hair? The one that was talking to, the one that saw, I'm trying not to give anything away. The new character.
The pizza delivery kid.
No, well, probably him too, honestly. I'm thinking
That guy's comic relief. Comic relief never dies.
The guy who is the like leader.
Transformers Age of Extinction, sorry.
I'm thinking of the guy who's like the leader of the Hellraisers Club.
Eddie.
Eddie, that's it, yes.
Eddie might die. Eddie could die. I could see that. Here's the thing. I see Steve going out like a
badass.
And like kind of telling Nancy that he loves her kind of deal.
Yeah, they've been kind of hinting towards that kind of stuff.
And that Jonathan thing's kind of fizzled out a little bit. And then they're kind of getting, you know.
Jonathan's expendable now.
Yeah, Jonathan, like maybe the ugliest dude I've ever seen on TV. Like,
I remember I thought he was going to get written out of the show because I think it was, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I think he got arrested like right after. I think he got arrested. I don't know the actor's name and I don't want to put it out there if it's not true, but I think something happened that made me think he was going to get written off the show like real early on.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I hope not Hopper. Hopefully not.
So here's the thing with what's the other guy? Ben? No, the conspiracy theorist.
I don't know what I can't remember his name, but I was just talking about it. I love that guy.
He is going to be in a comedy on Netflix, his own. He's starring in it. So killing him off might make sense scheduling wise for him.
Yeah. And these shows are so far apart in scheduling that it doesn't even matter.
I don't know. And it is only one more season. Like they're done after five. So
I thought they were done this season, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where it goes, but I don't want to give away too much if people haven't seen or if they're waiting for the whole thing.
I
would just say
the twist, I called that. I called that three episodes in.
Did you really? This is the other thing, by the way. This could be a whole episode on its own, and I know we got to go because I got to get my voice tracks in. But we need, because of streaming, I understand there's like a blurred line of where things can be spoiled. But the last episode of Obi-Wan, I think people waited 24 minutes to start posting the scene, right, where something happens. I don't even want to give it away.
I haven't watched Obi-Wan. I didn't watch what was the other Star Wars series before Obi-Wan?
The Clone Wars? It's not Clone Wars, but it was like a clone one. Oh, Boba Fett? Book of Boba Fett.
I did not watch Book of Boba Fett.
That's a good one, too.
I am not.
That one was hard for me just because – like Boba Fett looked like Boba Fett without the armor and he's fighting people. And it just kind of like, after a while, I was like, dude, you probably should get your shit kicked in right now. Yeah, like
the problem is that they think if one is good, seven is better. You know what I mean? Like the She-Hulk thing is like Sex in the City for,
is it out yet? I don't think it's out yet.
Not yet, but that looks, it looks just terrible. You know what I mean? Like it looks just awful.
It's kind of like what happened where I
making all these shows and the movies. I'm like, I'm not interested in, you know, I think we should talk about this real quick and then bounce out. But, you know, there is a movement, because the new Black Panther coming out, Wakanda Forever, obviously Chadwick Boseman passed away. So he can't be Black Panther. He can't be T'Challa. So they're passing the mantle on to his sister, where
in the show,
in the movies.
Yeah. In the movie. Sorry. Yeah. Movie.
And I feel that they should recast it.
Yeah. That's always the tough part about when an actor like passes away suddenly in a situation like this. Like it is a weird, I don't think you're ever going to get anybody to agree on what they should do in general. And because he was so good at it and it's going to be so hard.
You can't, those are incredibly hard shoes to fill. And
that's what I mean.
I get that. But here's the thing. I think if you were to ask Chadwick Boseman, he would think and he would believe that the role of T'Challa is so important that it has to go on.
Yes.
Like I know in the comics, eventually,
Cersei.
That's Game of Thrones. But eventually, in the comic books, Cersei takes over. But I think that there's more T'Challa stories to tell.
So maybe
to give up on it so quickly, and like, look, I get it because he is iconic in that role, and he's been iconic in a lot of roles. You know what I mean? Like he played Thurgood Marshall, he played Jackie Robinson. You know, these aren't just historical figures, these are giants of culture. So this is a really touchy thing, you know. I mean? Like this is not something that you think about lightly. This is a big deal. But I believe, and I actually think he did say that the role should go on at least for a while.
Well, and so, you know, I guess probably what they'll do from a show creation standpoint is they'll just jump to when she takes over in like the comic book kind of storyline of what they do.
Yeah.
It would be tough to like, I try to think of other iconic, like you'd know better than me. What are other iconic roles that were just recast because an actor passed away and was it successful? Do we have examples of that?
Dumbledore, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah, you would be right. And they did a really good job of making it very hard to tell. that it was recast, at least from my understanding. If I'd have to go back, because I do remember knowing that and thinking about that during one of the movies, but you don't really, like, looking back at it now, it's hard to tell, right? And CGI and all that stuff probably makes, like, that's what they did with what's his name for Obi-Wan. Like, they made him look young. Like, he looks young again. And so, you know, you can do a lot, you can lean into that a little bit, just find somebody that maybe even is like, you know, somebody that looks like him or something like that. I don't know.
I think that's a little disrespectful, honestly.
You think?
A little bit, yeah. I just, you know, first of all, you got to suspend your disbelief, you know, because you're going in, you know. So you have to, you're right. It would have to be somebody incredible. I don't know who it would be, especially since Michael B. Jordan was already a villain. Like, Michael B. Jordan would be probably my first choice to fill that role. If it
just
if
jump
it,
in,
you know,
but he was already there.
he played a bad guy. So, by the way, one of the best bad guys ever in the MCU. So I don't know who else you would use and who else you could find to put in that role, but there's somebody, I promise you, there's somebody, there's a lot of talented actors. And
of course,
you know, you approach it with respect and dignity, because Chadwick Boseman was like one of the most dignified people in the world. I mean, like, the fact that he did this secret struggle that he fought for his life for years and nobody even knew, you know what I mean? Like, that's, there's a dignity in that. And he's, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I feel like that role is too important to abandon.
Already. Well, and that'll be always, you know, it'll probably be something Marvel fans, superhero fans in general debate about for a while. I mean, I would imagine so, at least.
Sure.
So, all right. Well, I got to get back to work because, you know, that's what pays the bills, barely, but it pays the bills. So is what we got to do. We will revisit our Stranger Things predictions if we are able to watch the episodes before next recording.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch it over the weekend.
Okay, good. So then we'll be good. Next, we'll have to go back and listen to that clip and see if we were right or wrong. If there is a body count, we'll find out.
All right.
And thank you for listening again to the Newbie Brothers podcast. We're going to have another drop. I believe it comes out on Wednesday or Tuesday of next week. So subscribe so you get the notification on when our next episode drops. And follow us on social media, Justin C. on the air. Find Tank X1065. And we will see you next time.